This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Well, good morning to you. On a great day. What a week. All right, parade in 2 days. We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage here on WIP. And obviously, some number of millions will be there, one or two. Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. From Armin Chevrolet, together let's drive, visit arminchevy.com. John, I got the poll results in front of me. Poll question, do you plan on attending the Eagles Super Bowl championship parade? Obviously, we will. We're going to have coverage of our show, which will really be sort of parade kickoff. Or pregame.
Pregame
is the right word. Yeah, parade pregame. Because some people will be traveling during our show. We're just, going out in the street to try to get a good spot front row-ish. But, John, I got the poll result here. Do people intend to attend the parade? How do you think the results came in?
91% yes.
So I'm shocked by this. 58% say no, and I don't know why.
What?
Particularly
what?
With Twitter normally having younger voters.
That's weird.
Well, Twitter also means it could be people who don't live close,
could
this
be.
And that. You know, it could be
absolutely.
A fair
Cowboys
amount of that
fans.
Stuff, you know?
I know. No, I get it.
Look, I think it's actually a pretty realistic poll. I mean, like, there's not going to be 5 million people here. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I'm still a little surprised, but I get it.
I don't understand.
Well, we have a lot of people that listen nationally that follow WIP on Twitter, you know? And then if I would be less, I wouldn't vote. If I'm living in LA listening to WIP, I'd probably say, I won't vote. Because, I'm not the heart of the question. I mean, yeah, of course, if I'm in L.A., I'm not attending the parade. But anyway, no big deal. Here are parade, although some people are going to come in from
I mean, away. Also think, in the general area, there's, how many, 10 million people? If we
right.
go all the way out to the suburbs
right.
if one-tenth of that comes, it's a million people.
That's fair. All right, parade details. Parade is on Friday. And again, wall-to-wall coverage here on WIP. And I strongly encourage everyone, get the Odyssey app. That way you can listen to the station while you're roaming about for hours and hours. And, have it right there in your ear. You'll be all set.
Totally sober.
Totally sober.
Hey,
That's
you don't
right.
have to be sober to listen to the show.
That's
okay.
right.
It usually helps,
That's
James.
Right. All right. Parade starts at 11 o'clock on Friday. It will start right down there, Sports Complex, Broad and Patterson. It will come up Broad. It'll get to City Hall. It'll go on the left side of City, well, the west side, I guess they call it, west side of City Hall. It's going to get to JFK Boulevard. They're going to take 16th Street to the Ben Franklin Parkway and obviously really set up shop at the Art Museum, which is where it was years ago. 12:30 to 1 o'clock is when they expect the buses to get to the Art Museum. So, about an hour and a half to 2 hours of slow-moving big vehicles, which is really cool. So people get, a good amount of time to look and cheer and all that good stuff. So, and then, they got to get organized there at the Art Museum. Ceremony at the Art Museum is slated to begin around 2 o'clock. And they expect it to wrap up around 3:15. So really good stuff. And again, we look forward to being part of the coverage. It's going to be special. We're not quite sure yet where we'll be housed, but we'll be somewhere along the route. And we'll rock and roll and try to bring you the absolute best coverage we can. Look, we'll also get a lot of, Eagles greats on. I mean, I got to start digging in all that. We got to get Merrill on the show.
Big time.
Either tomorrow or Friday. Like, we'll tee it all up, but we got a lot to get organized.
I'm going to predict it's going to be a joyful show on Friday.
I'll predict.
I don't think so.
Nobody of significance better die Thursday night, James. It changes the...
I'm just saying,
every once in a while that happens. Someone dies, and then it's like, oh, we got to talk about that tomorrow.
We're not mentioning it if it happens.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
Just letting you know.
That's good.
We'll let Julio deal with it.
By the way, yeah, there you go. Devin, at the Super Bowl, we haven't tapped into this yet. Yeah. The celeb reality. You referenced earlier that you see just crazy high-level
celebs.
You had
a Twitter thread of it. It was awesome.
All right, so... Who you saw and who you talked to, break them down, give us names.
Well, so, you know, your classic Philly sports celebs. So the first people I saw when I walked out onto the field were, well, randomly, Kevin Costner, who I don't think that he's an Eagles fan, but he was there randomly.
How tall was he?
He's pretty tall.
Really?
I'm surprised like 6'2", I'd guess.
Really?
Yeah.
I am surprised at that.
What, you thought he was short?
I did. I expected he'd be short. I usually expect that the actors are shorter, but
Actors are very small usually.
But like so 6'2" is very tall for an actor. I didn't know he was tall.
I mean, I could be wrong, but that's my guess. I can Google it.
All right, let's get back to the list. Who do we got?
Then Miles Teller, of course, with his wife Kaylee. They were down there. Pete Davidson, like the most random out of nowhere, like new Philly fan.
He's tied with Dom for some reason.
Yeah, he's also been, I feel like it wasn't fully covered. Like I've seen him at almost every postseason game in some form down on the field.
Is it bad if I say he irritates me?
No.
Okay, he irritates me.
No.
Why does he irritate
me? He just irritates me. He's an Eagles fan.
Just irritates me.
Because he does well for himself.
Nice guy. That's part of it.
Hottest chicks.
I mean, I'm better looking than that fool. What's this guy doing?
I knew exactly where this was going.
Nonsense. This guy's like.
You actually think you're better looking than him?
Yeah, I am. He's average at best. I'm only slightly above average. Like, I'm like a 5'5". He's like a 5.
I feel like I can't. I can't comment on this.
I don't know what to say.
It's okay. All right. Give us more names. Who else you got?
So Bradley Cooper, of course, he was down there for a while before the game. He stayed down there to do his Eagles chant. Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Eagles fan.
One of the moments of the night was finding out Anne Hathaway was an Eagles fan.
She seems to be a huge Eagles fan.
You know, we found out more. Yeah.
Her grandfather worked for WIPA. It wasn't like the 24-hour, you know, sports talk radio.
Yeah.
But back in the day, he worked for WIP. Her mom is from Philadelphia, so raised an Eagles fan. And that's why she was wearing a green sweater cheering on the Eagles.
Yeah, I like
really
her a lot more now. I didn't even
and
totally
I liked her before. Now I love her.
All right, James. We don't have all the 2025 celeb list to get on thing yet.
Anne Hathaway.
She's on the list.
Yeah, big time.
She's
yeah.
officially.
Big time. Big
James.
Time.
Yeah, can you come on? James, sometime get a freaking real celeb.
I'll get Anne Hathaway.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I'll get Mr. T on the show. I'll get Bradley Cooper.
Did you see Mr. T tweets?
I saw that too. I'm just saying, you've talked a big game and gotten
No. I've never talked a big game. Yeah, I've never said I would get anyone on. You asked me. I'm never like, no problem. I'm always like, we'll see what happens.
Well, don't be like, see what happens. Go freaking do it.
I just said I'll get Anne Hathaway on. I'm talking a big game here.
I don't believe you.
Rhea, will you help me get Anne Hathaway on?
Oh, for the love of God. Put of some elbow grease in it with seltzer. You know, do some work.
You know, I usually know people.
Yeah. I'll make it happen.
All right, Devin, anyone super famous you specifically spoke to?
No. Like, none that I can think of. Like, I wasn't down there chatting with A-list actors.
I get it. Well, look, it's...
But
it's
you should. You can do that now.
Hey, Devin, can you help me get these people on the show?
I'm sidelined. I'm sidelined, Bradley Cooper. Nice to meet you.
Devin, you know what I like? Because you told me off the air, and I think it's cool, and we should highlight it on the air, that Aaron Andrews has been really cool to you on the sidelines.
Yes.
Welcoming you to the NFL family sideline thing. That's really nice.
Yeah, she has been great, and she was on the Chiefs sideline for the Super Bowl, but at the end of the game, she came over and asked me how it went for me. I'm like, I mean, look at the scoreboard. It went pretty well. So she has been wonderful because
that's cool.
She's covered a few of the games that I have as well. So,
she exchanged digits with her?
I haven't, but
digits.
You know, our friend Mike Quick is actually friendly with her as well from covering games.
Sure.
So I'm sure he has her digits he can pass
That's
on
very
to
cool.
Me.
Very cool. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. We're also going to have a laugh at Dak Prescott's expense coming up soon. Jermaine right now. Jermaine, good morning.
Good morning, morning team. How's everybody?
Awesome,
Jermaine. Jermaine, I think of the name Jermaine, I think of what?
Don't say Jackson.
The Jackson 5.
I was thinking Jermaine Dupri.
No way. The Jackson 5. Why not say Jackson?
Nah, it's all good. So listen, I called in yesterday and I couldn't get through. I was talking with James and I told him I was actually at the game. And Devin and Ross hit it on the head, man. I mean, just the atmosphere. It was a home game, bro. Like, just what you saw on TV, it couldn't describe. Just the roof was off, man. Especially when Cooper.
Yeah. Eagles Bradley chant Cooper, to
sorry.
Start the game.
Yeah, DeGene, when he yeah. came out, man.
Oh, Bradley, I'm
just,
sorry.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Bradley Cooper. It was deafening. You couldn't hear yourself swallow in the arena.
That's so
and,
awesome.
You know, So me and four of my cousins, we actually flew out Saturday night. It was a last-minute decision. We flew out, no tickets in hand. We flew into Orlando because you couldn't get directly into New Orleans. And we drove 8.5 hours to the stadium.
Jeez.
And we were checking the tickets online. You know, they were going up and down about $400-$800 every 5 minutes. So when we got down to New Orleans, we stopped into a hotel. You know, they let us come in and pay for a room early, freshen up. Then we drove to the stadium. When we got down there, we finally got our tickets. And when we were walking to the stadium, the Chiefs fans were, you know, kind of trying to mock us, saying, you know, you guys didn't get the memo. You don't remember what happened last time. We think we saw two dead birds down the street. So when we got in there, man, and we went up 24-0, and Devin probably can, you know, attest to this. Just the Chiefs side, it was almost like cardboard cutouts of people. No movement, no sound. You know, like Devin said, people were taking their Chiefs jerseys off, and it was just, you know, they ran into a buzzsaw, man. They figured that, you know, just when they're showing up, that they were going to get the trophy. They
wow.
had no idea.
Yeah.
And you know what? One other thing, the turning point in that game, and you probably didn't see it on TV because they don't show everything that goes on. The turning point of that game was when they called that second bogus call on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That it was a false start when we were about to kick the field goal.
Yep.
And the crowd erupted, and the defense huddled up, bro. And they were, I don't know what they were saying, but they probably were saying, you know what, enough is enough, because they came out with reckless abandon. They went in there with crazy, you know, just crazy intentions, and they start hitting harder. That's when they were sacking, you know, left and right. It was amazing.
You know, Jermaine, I love that perspective. I'll add one more, though, because the first thing that happened, well, I don't know if it's sequentially first, but it happened within 20 seconds of that penalty, is that Jake Elliott nailed the field goal. I mean,
yeah,
you know, if he misses that,
seven, he was awesome.
He was splitting the uprights no big deal.
You guys
deal.
Can probably
Without
hear it through the
any
TV.
Hassle.
Still, every time he hit an extra point or a field goal, the crowd just like went crazy.
Yeah.
And as they should, because he's had a rough year.
And he was right down the middle.
He was incredible.
He really was.
And the other thing real quick before you let me go. So, you know, when they were showing different stars, like Devin said, of the different people that were there, when they showed Taylor Swift, like, it was nothing but deafening blues. And she didn't want to look up at the Jumbotron, but when she looked up and heard everybody booing her, she was like, oh, my God, they're booing me. They even booed the Kansas City cheerleaders. I think, you know, everybody got booed except for Santa Claus. Santa Claus was on our side, and all you saw was Eagle fans high-fiving them. And it was just an amazing experience.
Well, you know, Jermaine, I have a request to you, sir.
What's up?
Call us more often. You don't call as much, and you are an exceptional caller. Call when you can, buddy.
I appreciate that. Everybody have a great day.
Thanks,
Go
Jermaine.
Birds. Go Birds!
James said he thinks he's a first-time caller to our show.
Yeah, he tried to get in yesterday, but he called like super late in the show and couldn't get on.
What a great call.
Awesome.
Man. Let's get to Anthony right now. Anthony, good morning.
Hey.
Anthony. Hey. What's up, buddy?
Go Eagles, baby!
Go Birds!
I'm so happy to get through to you guys. I've been on the phone for like 3 hours, and I'm shoveling right now in Long Island in Sound Beach, New York, and we're representing the Birds bleeding green over here.
Good man.
So I just want to say, and if anything, my favorite player on the Birds is Dawkins.
Brian Dawkins?
Brian Dawkins.
Yeah, yep.
And I think this kid Cooper's a gene. He has it in him to give that physicality that we're missing.
He can do a lot. He can do everything you can imagine.
He
like
can.
The versatility. Brian Dawkins is your favorite player. He could do everything. He could blitz. He could cover. He could tackle. Cooper DeJean is right in that same mold.
Good call, bud. You know, I'll tell you this. I feel bad sometimes. Look, Cooper DeJean made the Super Bowl play, okay? And yesterday voted on our show as the play of the year, even though a bunch of us voted for Saquon's backward leap, but it's all debatable. But one guy I feel a little bad for, because he's getting a little bit lost in the shuffle, is Quinyon Mitchell. They never throw his way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah,
so good. They don't even go there.
They never test him because he's that guy. So, you know, I don't know who's better between Quinyon and Cooper, but they're both exceptional.
What a luxury.
You know.
It's unbelievable.
It's actually unbelievable.
You got
it's unbelievable.
An outside island, like Revis Island type man.
Quinyonimo Bay. In his rookie year, there's already a name for it.
Quinyonimo Bay.
I think he looks like he could be a Jalen Ramsey kind of guy. I really believe that.
And you've got a nickel corner just the same who can do all the stuff you need him to. Like, and then some.
Yeah.
It is such a luxury. Howie nailed.
He really
this
did.
Draft.
All right, so obviously they nail the game. They win the game. They win it beyond decisively. And Jalen Hurts, I think most of us have seen, at least I know we have seen, the image of him. And there's also a little bit of a video of him sitting after the game, resting and reflective. And he's got the trophy right there, just right there. And last night on the Tonight Show, as Jalen and Saquon were featured with Jimmy Fallon on the show, Hurts talked about it.
Jalen, this is you post game, by the way. You just got a cigar and you're just like exhausted. Is that what are you dealing with there? You're just like, I just gave it all.
Yeah, you know, you
we went into it and we were talking about making it worth it and leaving it all on the table, no stone unturned. And I think for me, just being able to have that moment, I call that the moment of having happy feelings, you know, just listening to one of my favorite songs and, yeah, you know, smoking a good one.
Yeah, so you deserve it.
That's, look, it's good stuff. Now let's play a little game. I'm going to call this game A Tale of Two Quarterbacks. Okay? Let's talk about the Cowboys quarterback for a moment. Why?
Can we? Yes.
Because he stepped in it yesterday. Dak Prescott, who I did think was a pretty damn good player, not an elite player, but pretty damn good, and took a massive step backwards this year. And his contract is an albatross and the whole deal. So Dak is...
I want to say his cap hit was close to $90 million.
The one coming up?
Point? Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. We've heard that. Yeah, it's insane.
Oh, my
so
Lord.
So Dak is delusional. Just flat out. And look, I know teams can go from bad to good, and I know teams can go from good to bad, but this to me was a delusional thing with Dak Prescott yesterday. Listen to Dak yesterday.
Eagles just did. How far are you guys away from that level?
I mean, I feel like we compete with the Eagles and beat them for the most part when we played them. I don't want to say check the record when they're the guys holding the trophy right now. So credit to them. They've earned it, and they deserved it by all means. But, yeah, very close, especially even watch the NFC game, the NFC championship, and those two teams that we battle against each and every year a couple of times. And as I said, feel confident about we've gotten the better part each and every time. To see them, to see it in such a dominating fashion, credit to them. It's our turn, and it's on us.
Oh,
it's
God.
Just bizarre.
It's your turn.
They lost 75-13 in the two games to the Cowboys this year. 75-13.
I mean,
you won in 1995, right? It was
95.
I mean, and Jalen was born in 1998. Just
which
to point
is unbelievable.
Out.
I mean, he called it quote very close.
Yeah. He's 2-5 in the playoffs career. Dak Prescott.
So really, what he's talking? Yeah,
it's not even.
It's honestly
it's
like it's
competitive.
Like, yeah, it's embarrassing.
That, it is, like, that
if
is embarrassing.
If he were my quarterback, and thank God he's not, like I would be embarrassed as a. I mean, I'd be embarrassed as a Cowboys fan
of
anyway.
Course.
But like that comment would make me embarrassed.
I
like
agree.
The opposite of the pride that I feel in Jalen Hurts. Yeah. That's like the polar opposite.
It would also make us angry.
Too. Yeah.
You know,
what?
Like,
bro?
If one of our players said that. You know,
the problem is it's either delusional or clueless.
Yeah,
and which is worse?
Right,
delusional.
That's a great question.
It really is. It's bizarre, man.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.